It's 421.
CIA Director nominee John Brennan testified for several hours before the Senate Intelligence Committee, but critics argue very little light was shed on the Obama administration's approach to counterterrorism, especially when it comes to the use of drones.
Joining us to talk about it, John Roberts, national correspondent for Fox News. Great to have you back, John.
Hillary and John, great to talk to you. Great to be in Washington as well.
Yeah, except the weather's, well, it's better than New England, isn't it?
I'm glad to be south of the Mason-Dixon line.
Hey, it appears to be a case of many assurances, but little transparency when it comes to this issue of drones. And can you talk about that a bit?
Yeah, well, wasn't this an administration that 4 years ago pledged to be the most transparent administration in the nation's history, or
yes,
at least one of the most transparent administrations? And now, of course, we get the memo from the Justice Department talking about the rationale for the drone program. The thing that I find puzzling, though, Hillary and John, is that we know that this has been going on for a long time. Anwar al-Awlaki was killed in September of 2011. We know that it was a U.S. drone that took him out. We knew that the CIA and the White House and the Pentagon had been hunting him. So I'm a little bit at a loss to understand why this is all suddenly a surprise. Obviously, the news that broke earlier this week gave the White House's rationale to it, but where was the outrage, particularly from Democrats, over all of this? The same people who, in the previous administration, had taken aim at George Bush for enhanced interrogation techniques, for Guantanamo Bay, for the warrantless wiretapping, for the program of rendition. It seems as though people have suddenly discovered this when it's something that's been going on for an awfully long time.
Well, we may not be discovering it, but we've certainly gotten a lot more information about it than we have in recent memory. And what's interesting about what we've learned this week is how the executive branch is essentially saying that these drone strikes are entirely in their domain. Some senators have argued that there should be courts or something set up. Where is that debate going to lead us?
Well, I think it was pretty clear that this was the White House's domain. I mean, nobody had talked about judicial branch oversight in any of this. And the White House was sort of through back channels acknowledging that all of this was going on. But where it's going now, I think, now that it's out into the clear light of day and a very bright spotlight has been shown on it this week during these Senate hearings, is perhaps there may be some judicial oversight over this and that the White House will not be acting alone. John Brennan alluded to that maybe it might be a good idea to look at something like that. I think the argument that you may hear from the White House, though, is if you have somebody like Anwar al-Awlaki in your sights, a man who is widely believed to be responsible for a number of attempted terrorist acts against this country, and you have to then run down the street to the Justice Department and get a warrant, and you get some judge to sign off on pulling the trigger, do you lose the opportunity to take that person out? I think that's an argument you may hear made in some circles.
Well, of course, by protecting one person, you protect the larger group of people, don't you, John?
Well, you know, if al-Awlaki was, as the administration claims, responsible for a number of these attacks, is it better to just take him out as opposed to sending troops in on the ground to try to capture him? We all know that that can turn out well or can turn out very badly, as we saw in the attempted Iran rescue back in 1979, the hostage rescue. Is it better for you just to take one shot at one person with a remotely piloted drone, or do you go in and do it? But then at the same time, you have to remember that this is an American citizen. The Constitution confers upon American citizens certain rights. And do you just ignore those rights because you say this person is a terrorist and therefore the Constitution does not apply?